So it seems like it's been a really good week. This conference always has something interesting. That session on AI was really eye-opening. Like, it's amazing how far it's come in just the last year or two. And I've seen you talking to their marketing girl quite a bit. How's that going? Are you going to close the deal? No, I don't mean deal for AI tools. Idiot. Oh, come on, you're not really gonna deny that you're completely into her. You're gonna deny that to me? See, here's the thing. You think you have this great poker face, but you don't. I know exactly what you're thinking. We're headed down to the lobby to see if she's in the bar, aren't we? She was there when we came up here, but of course, that was like an hour ago. This is what I love about us. We have these conversations that go on, and we don't even realize that time's passed. You ever notice that? You come to my office, and next thing you know, it's like 45 minutes have gone by. So, yeah, she might be gone. What are you gonna do now? Go back to your room and jack off to her? What? We talk about everything else. Why can't we talk about that? I know some of that's in there somewhere. People wonder about you. And they assume I know. I've had more than one person call you my work husband. So you can talk to me about it. You can tell me about all the girls you like. And if you don't want to admit that you've been fantasizing about girls you've met here, maybe you can admit you've been fantasizing about me. Don't give me that shocked face. I know all about it. To everyone else, you've got this amazing poker face. And since you never talk about dating anyone, everybody thinks you're like celibate or something. Okay. I'm the queen of an overstatement. We know this. But just because you don't say anything doesn't mean your eyes and your mind aren't working. Let's play a game. I'm gonna name the times that I'm pretty sure I caught you staring at me, and you're gonna be 100% honest with me. And if I'm right three times, you have to jack off for me, right here, right in my bed. Since I know you're gonna go back to your room and do it anyways. What? Where's your poker face now? I'm serious. I'm calling your bluff. Well, there was the budget meeting where you got there late because you were stuck on a phone call, and the only seat left was next to me, and I was in that little skirt. I saw you look at my legs when you sat down, and then you didn't look at me for the rest of the meeting, even when I leaned over to whisper to you. It's because you knew you wouldn't be able to stop yourself from staring at my legs, wasn't it? Then there was that time we were standing really close because I wanted to show you something in a report, and I had on those really tight black pants, and you weren't looking at the page because you were totally looking down my body. You like how those pants fit me, don't you? And then there was the time I was in that little dress, and I was just trying to hang up a sign on the wall, and I was reaching up, and it made my dress slide up just enough to get your attention. Actually, it's the same dress I'm wearing now. I'm guessing you noticed. That's three. That means I win. Come on. You're not gonna chicken out on me, are you? We're here. It's just us. Alone, on the road, in a hotel room, and you're thinking about the marketing girl and my little dress. You're gonna do it anyway. You don't have to go off by yourself and do it all alone. Do it here with me. I know you want to. I can help if you want. Do you like it when a girl helps you jack off? Do you ever think about it being me? It's okay to tell me. It's okay. Come, lay back on the bed and relax, and let's talk about it. Take your cock out. Shh, shh, just do it. You won't be sorry. Let's have some fun. Wow, it's really nice. Yeah, I mean it. Has a girl ever told you that before? You have a beautiful cock. It's really thick, especially your head. It's really big. I love how it's shaped. Your balls are all tight. Oh my god, you need to come, huh? Have you come this week while we've been here? No private time during a conference. I know. So you need this. Let me watch you, and I'll talk to you and help you come. Take it in your hand, and show me what you do. Yeah, wrap your hand around and show me. I love watching it get hard. You look so good doing that. Do you want to get it wet? I can help. Hold it straight up and down for me. Yeah, oh my god, it looks so nice and thick. Let me help it get wet. Does that feel good? Yeah? Do you need more? Yeah, just like that. Get nasty. Pump that cock for me. I bet you've wanted to do that all week. All the pretty girls at the conference, and you haven't jacked off in days. You thinking about that marketing girl? It's okay, you can. She's pretty. I can see you're into her. You've spent so much time talking to her. You want to fuck her, don't you? Is that what you're thinking about? And you've been spending all this time with me, and now we're alone in a hotel room and you're masturbating in front of me. It's so hot. I love that you trust me enough to let me watch you. Makes you want to come, doesn't it? Makes you want to drain your balls and let all that sticky cum shoot out. Think about how good that's going to feel. All that cum spurting up out of your cock. Do you want to let it fly? Is that what you do when you come? Think about all the pretty girls you want to fuck, and you grip tight and pump really hard and let your cum go. You haven't done it all week. I bet it's going to explode. You want to make it explode for me? I bet it's so pretty when it spurts out. All thick and white and sticky. Your cock is so thick. You look so sexy the way you squeeze around the head. I love the little circles you rub around the head with your thumb. It's so fucking hot. You bringing that cum all the way to the tip? Yeah? You trying to show me your cum? I want to see how nice your cock looks when your cum spurts out from the tip and goes all over. I want you to show it to me. We better be careful. It's gonna go all over. I don't want to get cum stains on my dress. Thought you'd appreciate that. Much better view than just my bare legs in a short skirt. How many times have you looked at me and wondered what kind of bra and panties I have on? Now that you don't have to use your imagination anymore, next time you sit down next to me at a meeting, you can be picturing this. Tiny panties. You like them? I should have made you guess what kind I had on. Did you know I wore thong panties? Is it hot that I took off my dress in front of you? I want you to think about watching me do that when you jack off to me from now on. And you can think about me laying there next to you and slipping out of my bra and panties. You like that? You're stroking it for me. I figured I should get naked too. My panties are soft. You want to feel? You want to use them to jack off with? You want to, don't you? Yeah, feel them on your cock. You look so fucking sexy doing that. Next meeting we're in, I'm going to be thinking about you wrapping my panties around your cock. Thinking about you being a dirty pervert, stroking with my panties. Do they feel nice and soft? Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Do you want to feel something nicer? Come here. Shh. Come here. Yeah, come here and fuck me. Yeah, we can. It's okay. I want you to fuck me. Because we both want it. Because you need it. And I want to let you use me. You don't need a condom. It's okay, I promise. Yeah, feels good when you rub it all over me like that. Yeah, feels good rubbing on my pussy. But don't fucking tease me. No, stop teasing me. I want it. I want you to fuck me. Feel how fucking wet I am? Your cock is so hard. I want you to take out all your frustration and fuck me. Yeah, just like that. Fuck, you're so big. So big and thick. You have such a beautiful cock. Yeah. Does that feel so good? Pussy feels good, huh? Pussy feels so good. I know you need to come. I know. All week, you've been talking to all the pretty girls and watching me take my clothes off. Did you like that? Was it fun watching me get naked? Yeah, I know you need to come. You just want to let all that cum go. I want you to come inside me. Yeah, come inside me. Come inside me. It's okay. Because you're my work husband, and it's okay for you to use my pussy however you want. It's our secret. You're my work husband. I want you to come inside me. I know that's what you want. Every time you look at my legs and you stare at my ass, you just want to grab me and fuck me and use my pussy till you come. Yeah, fuck me till you come. Fuck me till you fill my little pussy with cum. Fuck, 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 yeah. Let me feel you cum. Cum for me. Yeah, cum for me. Cum inside me just like that. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you sound so sexy when you cum. You know that? You're so fucking sexy when you blow your load like that. Yeah, give me every drop. It's so fucking nice feeling you let go like that. Did that feel good? I know it did. I could feel you. Conference sex. Very underrated. We're gonna have to remember that. You look happy. So, do you want to get dressed and go down to the bar? See if you can score with that marketing girl too? And I can be your wingman. And nobody down there will have any idea that you just came inside of me. Or do you want to stay naked right here? Let's go have a drink and then come back and get naked again. Sound like a plan? Good. Let's do it. I'm gonna need my panties back though. What do you mean you're keeping them, perv? Okay. I'm sorry I dissed your poker face. I'll never do it again. But we will do this again. You can count on that.